Cowboys pick is in now. Let's go ahead and toss it over to the commissioner to see who the Cowboys pick.
To announce the Dallas Cowboys selection, please welcome from the University of Miami, the 11th overall pick in the 1988 draft by the Dallas Cowboys, 2007 Hall of Fame inductee, wide receiver Michael Irvin.
Give it up, Irv. Here we go.
Thank you, guys. With the 34th pick in the 2016 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Jalen Smith, linebacker, Notre Dame.
We talked about a Cowboys pick.
Wow.
That was a Cowboys pick right there.
Wow. Jalen Smith. We talked about Miles Jack and his knee injury. Jalen Smith, by all accounts, had a worse knee injury than Miles Jack did, and here he is off the board sooner than Miles Jack.
Obviously, as we're learning a little bit about Miles Jack's injury, but it must be more serious than anyone could have possibly imagined if Jalen Smith – who, by all accounts, is not going to play as a rookie. This is a pick for 2017 in all likelihood. It could be a phenomenal pick for the Cowboys if he can get healthy. But, boy, to have him go ahead of Miles Jack, I don't think anybody saw this coming.
I think the thing with Miles Jack is that he's such an athletic specimen that if you're unsure about that athletic ability moving forward, hard to take that pick.
Yeah, but, I mean, he's got good football instincts, good football IQ. I mean, you know, he's played both sides of the ball. I mean, it's definitely – now it's really getting interesting. I don't think anyone called Smith over Jack. This is as big a stunner in this draft as we've seen so far.
Well, it's funny that you say stunner, because one of the biggest stunners in round one, of course, Ezekiel Elliott at number four, and now the Cowboys – apparently with one of the biggest – could be the biggest stunner of round two, taking Jalen Smith with the third pick in the second round. An ACL tear and an LCL tear, a horrific injury for a linebacker that had first-round talent. But I think that, you know, I'm at a loss for words, frankly.
Well, you're wondering what is the Cowboys' plan
right
now. You hear about them trying to move up to take Lynch in the first round. That's something for the future there in Dallas. Now
right.
You hear them taking a player in early in the second round that isn't going to play this year. That's still in the future. So what are the Cowboys trying to do right now?
Well, I think that, you know, we can't really tell. But the one thing I am surprised about is the fact that Tony Romo still doesn't have any help on the offensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought for sure they would have taken an offensive lineman at some point. When Tunsil didn't get drafted by the Cowboys, I thought, okay, it's coming maybe in the second round, but no offensive lineman in the second.
Well, something that John Elway mentioned, the depth of the offensive line in this draft, not really talking about them at the top of the draft, but once you get late round two, round three, round four, maybe that's what the Cowboys are thinking, to attack and find offensive linemen in the middle rounds.
San Diego's pick is in. We will get to the commissioner in just a moment. But, Phil, as far as the Chargers go, needs that you could see them taking here?
Well, like May said, tight end makes a lot of sense. And I think that if you're talking about a guy like Hunter Henry, that's a guy that the Broncos don't want to see go in the division there. He's clearly the best tight end in this draft.
I think that you're right. I think that the heir apparent to Antonio Gates could be Hunter Henry. Coming out of the SEC, had Alex Collins as his quarterback at Arkansas. I feel like those two meshed well together, and I see a little bit of Phil Rivers in Alex Collins.
Yeah, or Brandon Allen.
Brandon Allen.
Yeah,
I'm
Alex
sorry.
Collins is the running back.
Sorry,
yeah,
Alex.
No, that's all right. But yeah, I mean, I agree. It was, you know, they had a very good – they had good chemistry. You know, Hunter Henry's numbers kept getting better and better and better. And the other thing – He's a complete tight end. He's a very good blocker. I don't think he gets enough credit for what he does in that area. And really, and Antonio Gates, he's a veteran. I think he's going to teach Henry a few things. And really, and the other thing, the Chargers, they like their two tight end sets. They used Antonio Gates and Ladarius Green. I think Hunter Henry will step right in and play quite a bit right away.
Well, and after picking Bosa in the first round, maybe it makes sense for them to go to offensive line. Go ahead, Matt.
It sounds like the Chargers are at the podium. Who will join the AFC West next? We head to Chicago to find out.
Oh, the San Diego Charger pick.
To announce the San Diego Chargers selection, please welcome from San Jose State University, the 22nd overall draft pick by the Chargers in 1983, cornerback Gil Bird.
Thank you. With the 35th pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the San Diego Chargers select Hunter Henry, tight end, Arkansas.
Good pick.
Gil Bird, a San Diego Chargers great, not a Broncos great. However, still a very great player for the San Diego Chargers. And as you see, Phil was right. Hunter Henry being taken off the board, the tight end.
I'm not sure if I was right as much as Mace was right.
All right, Mace, fine.
Let's go over to you. What do you think, huh? You hit on one. I'll give you this one. This is the right team in the right spot.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. You know what? I'm just happy that I got one right because the second round is very hard to pick. But Hunter Henry, like we said, really a perfect fit for San Diego. He's going to play extensively right away. And the other thing, we talk about them using two tight end sets, but also as Antonio Gates gets here into year 14, you can maybe use him as your primary tight end sometime and use Antonio Gates as your relief option, the guy who's playing 30 or 35 snaps a game, and Hunter Henry's playing more than that. There's a lot they can do with him. Great pick for the Chargers. I like their draft so far.
You see that becoming more the norm, those two tight end sets. I know you saw the Patriots do it with Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski earlier in this decade, but what do you see as far as the two tight end set becoming the norm?
Well, I mean, you've got to have the personnel to run it. You've got to have two quality tight ends, but if it works, it can be a matchup nightmare because there's not many teams that have two or three players that can adequately cover tight ends. It causes so many problems in terms of matchups. San Diego, look, very similar to Dallas in the fact that there's some talent on that team. They got wrecked by injuries. San Diego, Dallas, and Baltimore, they're of course picking at the top of every round because they struggled last year. But so far, they're making the moves to get themselves back in contention this year by these picks and getting injured players back.
Yeah, you mentioned that you like the Chargers draft. They're bringing in two guys with Joey Bosa and Hunter Henry that could play right away.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing. If you're picking here, even if it's happened because of injuries, you've got some holes on your roster, so you want to fill them right away. And I think the Chargers might find another starter in the next pick, too.
Do you feel like, Mace, with the AFC West not picking again until 44 with Oakland, do you see any movement there as far as who you think could fall, maybe even be a better fit for the Raiders now that the board has kind of taken shape a little bit in round two?
Well, I mean, we'll see what happens further with defensive linemen going off the board. You have Kansas City picking at 37, though, the pick got from San Francisco. And with that run of defensive linemen, maybe they're a 3-4 team, so if you're looking for an edge rusher, obviously an outside linebacker, not a defensive lineman, I've still got Kemele Correa there, but we'll see what they do.